What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, the hottest thing I can see is the cold weather. It's going to be a big benefit for folks trying to get beans off and corn off. But that's also what's not hot, Don, because our friends who, you know, in the potato industry, in the beets, are just, that's not going to be good. When those finally freeze in the ground, that could be it for them. So a lot of financial hardship in the beet and potato industry. And our folks in the grain industry are trying to get that crop off there in the plains.
No doubt. Just looking at the trade overnight, pretty slow.
Relatively quiet, little strength in the beans, weakness in the wheat. Corn's a few lower. Biggest thing I'm seeing on my radar screen was Bitcoin. Bitcoin absolutely exploded over the weekend as some comments came out from China saying that they should be involved in crypto and Bitcoin. And you know, tying that into financial markets, this week we could see the Fed lower interest rates, probably another quarter. And it's my understanding the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, is going to be in East Grand Forks tomorrow. Tell me a little about that.
He's going to be talking about some of these disaster-type issues, and the weather situation, certainly a key issue to growers.
Yeah, I think that's pretty hot. Last week, Governor Burgum did the show going to several cities in a day, and I think they're getting some progress and some help made to farmers there.
So the disaster relief, obviously we've got MFP payments, crop insurance benefits. How big of a deal is that for producers?
Real big deal. For some of them, it's all the money they have coming in right now. With all that crop out there, it's everything. I think farmers are very independent people, but sometimes they need help. That's why we have food security here in the United States.
You got it. Tommy Grisafi with us, Advanced Trading, based at Mayville, North Dakota.